wish the propaganda was true. But I know it's only a dream. Now the land of the free slave, the Abu Ghraib, banana wars, and Guantanamo dream. Now the land of the free slave. Operation the sins of Aga. After the failure in their battle to prevent integration, once again conservatives tried reclaiming the dominance over the nation. Led by Strom Thurmond and President Nixon's main political team, they developed a Southern strategy, a system meant to reach and appeal to Southern white people with chips on their shoulders, disgruntled and resentful of the changes in our culture, saying they wanted their country back to how it was before the liberals in the 60s changed the system. Yeah, the Geordie's now the victim, feeling that blacks should quit complaining and women should be in the kitchen. Hispanics keep taking their jobs while gays corrupt their children, but they can't be open with it, cause bigotry's now a no. So like their leader Lee Atwater said, they have to speak in code, call dog whistle politics. They preach against initiatives that disproportionately help minorities, with an emphasis on foreigners and socialists, inner cities and progressives, plus welfare and education, using voter suppression like the red shirts before them. They threaten and harass the victims, demonizing and disenfranchising everybody that's different. The Confederate flags assemble, but they don't realize the wealthy are using their fears against them to buy the lies they're selling. I wish the propaganda was true, but I know it's only a dream. Now the land of the free slave, the Abu Ghraib, banana wars, and Guantanamo dream. Now the land of the free slave. Enforcement purpose is to protect civilians. Nah, it's only meant to protect the current political system, so they silence all resistance with the blessings of the politicians. That's why protests and social movements are crushed for simply existing. Take for instance when the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover started the COINTELPRO program to crush the civil rights movement, targeting Malcolm X, the NAACP and minority leaders, anti-war groups, women's rights leaders, and even PETA, from bribery to break-in, sabotaging the operations of the groups they didn't. Infiltrated, even committing assassinations like Fred Hampton and trying to convince Dr. King to commit suicide. Worked along with the KKK, but these are the truths to China. I like how the US was using eugenics before the Nazis even existed, and gave black community syphilis like in the Tuskegee experiments. Then allowed the CIA to bring cocaine in the inner cities while they were waging the war on drugs and keep minorities in prison. Gary Webb exposed their crimes before he died, but our government's always killed or imprisoned his whistleblowers like Bradley Manning. It's appalling. So when is the UN gonna send a peacekeeping mission to America to save our citizens from this mistreatment, huh? I wish the propaganda was true, but I know it's only a dream. Now the land of the free slave, the Abu Ghraib, banana wars, and Guantanamo dream. Now the land of the free refugees of war, fleeing their villages, a child worker in diamond mines, a student or a businessman. You traveled 1,000 miles in order to reach the land of the free, hoping to make a life in the United States and live the American dream. You believe the propaganda, so you believe you can achieve everything. Saw on TV, so you brought your family to this fabled land of liberty and opportunities, only to see rampant poverty, homelessness, and greed. People speak religiously, but all you see is demonic imagery, sexualized shows, drugs, guns, and blatant bigotry. Some hate you cause of your accent and your low knowledge of English, even though it's your third language, and Americans barely can speak it, blaming you for 9/11, unemployment, and more. Silently you watch in horror as the public begs for war, while the leaders justify torture and drone strikes on civilians, indefinite detention in a war on other religions, sounding just like the dictators you thought that you'd escape. Watching American protesters get beaten and locked away, you can't believe the dreams are lying in this land you're not wanting, realizing you would have been better off in your home country. I wish the propaganda was true, but I know it's only a dream. Now the land of the free slave, the Abu Ghraib, banana wars, and Guantanamo dream. Now the land of the free slave, ultra polygraphy and say bye. true, I know it's only a dream. Now the land of the free slave, Rita Abu Ghraib, banana wars and Guantanamo dream. Now the land of the free slave, for
Operation McKay,
ultra polygon
civilization,
the sins of our government.